Hello, and welcome to Beer Mail episode number 27 of...
Brutal Battle. And as promised for this Beer Mail episode, we're finishing up those non-alcoholic beers that were given to me by my coworker, Dan Isom. So again, thank you so much, Dan, for giving us these beers. Again, with this one, we have not had any of these non-alcoholic beers. Mm-hmm. And the first one I'm super excited to try because we had one from the same brewery on the last Beer Mail episode, and it was quite good. So that is the Sierra Nevada Trail Pass. Now, on the last episode of this, we had the IPA Trail Pass. This is the Golden Ale Trail Pass. So, yeah, pretty excited. Again, all 12-ounce cans for these. So this is twofold. One, the IPA Trail Pass tasted good. Two, it's Sierra Nevada. Good, reputable brewery.
And they've been around a long time.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they're still being super successful. There you go. There's for you. There's for me. Let's give this a shot.
It's very clear.
And if we do like this, we were just talking about this already, the local Wegmans grocery store that we go to has this. I've seen this and the Trail Pass IPA there.
Their non-alcoholic section is, like, growing.
Yeah, it actually, yes.
I guess they must be doing well because it seems like they keep having like new.
Well, I mean, non-alcoholic beverages in general are growing in popularity right now, especially because I was listening to a podcast that was talking about it. The youth, like younger generations, younger than us, obviously, have been going less towards alcohol. They don't want to drink alcohol as much, and they actually see alcohol as putting something terrible into your body, poison, basically. So they're skewing more towards drinks that are non-alcoholic as well as marijuana for recreational whatever. So, yeah. Anyway, what does it look like?
It's clear and yellow.
Yes, very clear. Yellow with a tinge of orange to it. How does it smell?
Very grainy.
Smells good to me.
Like hay.
Plenty of honey in there, too.
Yeah, definitely honey.
Yeah, hay, honey. Slight lemony. Sureness in there, and a little bit of bitterness. Not a whole lot of bitterness. It smells like it's kind of going to be deep in flavor and have a decent body to it, but also be pretty light and refreshing at the same time. So hopefully that's what it delivers.
It's good.
It's very, it's a lot more thin on the mouthfeel than I thought it would be based off the smell and the color.
It's very easy to drink.
This one could be dangerous. Mm. No, it's good. This is a great one for when it's warm outside.
Yeah.
Warm or hot, and you want to be outside drinking something that's not alcoholic, because if you're drinking something that's alcoholic, you're going to get more dehydrated. So this would be a good option for, you know, something that tastes like a beer, something with flavor. But yeah, it goes down really easy and it's pretty refreshing. And
did you say where Sierra Nevada's from? Chico, California,
no.
Mills River, North Carolina.
No, but you know that. Thank you.
I wonder how many calories is this?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I know some of the non-alcoholic beers will have that on there and some don't.
Maybe it had it on like the...
There's that like grain...
Oh, 95.
You really taste the grain bill on the end. Mm-hmm. A little bit of like that Naked Cheerio that you really like going on. There's a decent amount of the hay flavor, and there's good honey to it. Not really getting the lemon that I said I was getting in the nose, but
now the more I sip it, the more I'm like, it's pretty light on flavor.
It's light, yeah.
But doesn't give me that kind of non-alcoholic plastic note that we used to get early on with non-alcoholic.
Yeah,
beers.
Like not
it's
at
very
all.
Like, yeah. I mean, it tastes like a beer.
I think
like,
that's a win. I'd like that. If you're looking for something just kind of more light, you could do that. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but sometimes when I'm working, because I work from home 4 out of 5 days of the week, I will go ahead and drink a non-alcoholic beer while I'm working in the afternoon, just because I'm like, I'd like to have a little something to sip on, but obviously I'm not going to drink alcohol during work, but... it's just kind of cool to, like, sip on a non-alcoholic beer. So, like, you feel like you're drinking a beer while you're working, but you're not. So, it's, But this, Trail Pass Golden, pretty nice. I do recommend. All right. So, you have the second beer in your hand already.
Yeah.
Are you looking for calories?
I'm just curious. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Okay, so this one's by Athletic. We know they're pretty tried and true.
Yeah.
It is one of their pilot beers. It is a Hometown Harvest IPA.
I think it's just, is there any sort of extra info on it or anything?
A toast to the West Coast.
Oh, okay. So like West Coast style IPA.
That's what it's kind of says.
I mean, that is encouraging. Although, I haven't been huge on their IPAs for the most part.
It's a malt-forward IPA featuring malts from California's Admiral Maltings, Oregon hops from Crosby Hop Farm. This clear, dark amber brew features slightly sweet and moderately bitter notes.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a... Let's see a...
I don't calorie. Think, I don't think Athletic does it.
Well, the other one does.
Yeah.
Our last one is Athletic.
The last one has the calories on it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Maybe they just don't do it for their pilot beers.
Yeah.
Because they have less use for that information since they're just doing it.
I feel like for the most
part,
there are like around 100 calories. The last beer we have is 90 calories.
Sure. All right. So, Hometown Harvest IPA.
Hometown Harvest.
Looks very orange.
Yeah.
Very orange. Pretty clear. There's a little bit.
Orangish red.
Little haze to it. Little haze. It smells, there's something particular.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a light fruit.
Maybe mango.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, there's definitely some very light mango.
And definitely some like resiny, like pine.
Yeah, very light. Although, you know, pine and mango can kind of go together. Because there's a little bit of a pininess to mango.
Yeah, agreed.
I get some nice, so a little bit of like a honey sweetness going on in the nose as well.
It smells good.
It does smell good. It's the nose is kind of light, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was, for an IPA, especially, like, West Coast inspired, I was thinking it would be a bit more pungent, but it's not. But,
I mean,
it could taste more.
I think we said this in the last episode. I feel like, for the most part, most non-alcoholic beers don't have, like, a very robust nose.
Yeah.
Most of them have been pretty mild, at least the ones we've had. I mean, there's a lot out there we just haven't had.
Sure. I get that. I like it.
It's pretty bitter.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more bitter than I thought, especially because you don't perceive a whole lot of bitterness on the nose.
I mean, it tastes like a beer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely tastes like a beer.
I get a very slight kind of plasticky off note in there.
Sure.
But I think the bitterness shows up quickly after that to kind of take care of it.
I got a little bit of that plasticky note on the nose, too.
Yeah. But the flavor...
I like it.
The flavor's nice. There's something... It's like a light grapiness, like white grape in the flavor to me, which is interesting. You get a lot of the malt flavor on the finish, along with the bitterness. You get the mango in there?
A little bit.
It's good.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah. A little citrusy, a little piney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't like, I don't think this is one I'd be like, I really would like to have that again.
Right.
But I can drink it. I mean, it's decent.
I think there are other pilot beers that we've had. Well, the one, I like that sour we have.
The Marion Berry Lactose Sour?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I like that more than this.
Yeah, Well, and the thing about that one in particular is it has a lot of that Naked Cheerio flavor on the finish. Like, a lot. That's your jam. All right, well, let's go to the last one.
The last one is called Lodge Life. It is a fireside brew. And it tells you what's in it, which makes me understand why it's called a fireside brew. There's cacao nibs.
Mm.
Vanilla extract, cinnamon, and marshmallow flavor.
Oh, so it's supposed to be like a s'more.
I think so.
Oh, see, I didn't look at like what was in it, and I just like, oh, fireside brew. So we were thinking maybe like a smokiness to it, which also would have been interesting, but now I'm even more interested in this one.
Agreed. I don't, like, smoking beers is like really hit or miss for me.
Oh my gosh.
Does it smell good?
Well, it smells like... Okay, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. I want to see what you say when you smell it.
Oh.
And the smell just hit me, like, when I opened it. That's why I'm talking about it already, but... Okay.
Okay, it's dark. It's dark.
Very interesting. I'm kind of blown away by this, something about the smell. Yeah, it's very dark.
It's very dark.
It looks like maybe it's a porter.
You're blown away by something? It smells marshmallowy.
Yeah, but it smells, it literally smells like kind of burnt marshmallow.
Yeah.
That you get when you actually roast a marshmallow on a campfire.
Yeah, you do get a little smoke on there.
Yes, there is a bit of a smokiness. This legit smells like not just like a s'more, but specifically
a campfire s'more. Yeah.
That is pretty mind-blowing that they were able to capture that the way they were.
Yeah, there's definitely a smokiness to this.
It smells so cool. Like, yeah. I don't get the vanilla, though.
No.
Because that, like, kind of smokiness, burnt marshmallow kind of would be covering that.
It smells, like, interesting, though. Like, I'm like, I want to taste this.
It does have a little creaminess on the nose, though, which is probably where the vanilla is actually showing up in the nose. Little cinnamon. I get a little bit of it on those. It's thin. Again, this one's pretty thin.
Most non-alcoholic beers are thin, though.
I need a few sips of this because the flavors are coming in waves, basically.
On the finish, it is, like, all marshmallow in my mouth afterwards.
And smoke.
Is, like, it's mostly sweet marshmallow, though. Vanilla marshmallow.
Yeah.
Like, it hits you up front with the smoke.
Yeah.
And then after the smoke dies down, it's, like, all marshmallow.
I get cinnamon in the middle. Yeah, so it's, like, the smokiness and cinnamon and then, like, marshmallow and smoke.
I like it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is really interesting. Actually, I get, like, on the aftertaste a little bit of, like, a coffee roastiness, too.
I like it.
That is really interesting. It's not, like, my favorite. It's not one I would seek out, but I'm enjoying tasting it because it's interesting.
I might seek it out.
Okay. But, again, like, the achievement of actually creating the experience of a campfire s'more is pretty impressive, I will say.
Because we are drinking... What's the dark one we have right now by Athletic? Dark Out? Is that what it's called?
All Out.
All Out.
It's basically like their version of a stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is... I've been drinking way more than you are.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like it. I like to have like the experience of drinking a dark beer. But for me, I feel like there's a pretty strong plasticky flavor to it.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting it so much in this one.
Okay.
What are you ranking on?
Yeah, I'm contemplating on the rank in my mind. It's like, it's between two for the first. And I feel like they're really close to me.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me. Because this Lodge Life, this Fireside Brew, is so different than the other ones. The other two.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, well, and that's what's making it hard for me with the ranking. So I'm just like...
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My number three is the Hometown Harvest IPA.
Okay, by Athletic, yes.
My number two is the Trail Pass Golden. Mm-hmm. And my number one is the Fireside Lodge Life.
Okay. So, I'm the same.
Oh, really?
Although, it was a big struggle for me between that Golden Ale and the Fireside Brew, because I would prefer to drink the Golden Ale, the Trail Pass, more.
It's more like an everyday drink.
Right, yeah. But I really appreciate what they were able to accomplish with the Lodge Life.
Yeah, that's kind of...
So,
yeah. Kind of my reasoning, too.
Again... some really interesting non-alcoholic beers. So again, thank you, Dan Isom. That was super cool of you. And, we enjoyed these.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just fun to just try new stuff.
Yeah.
I always say at home and out in regular life, all over the place.
Variety is the spice of life.
Exactly. Variety is the spice of life. It is. Anyway, thank you everyone for checking this out. We do appreciate people who listen. If you want to recommend us to others, that would be great. Give us reviews on iTunes or whatever you listen through. That would also be great. If you want to reach out to us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us social media wise,
Brutal Battle Podcast on Instagram.
And then also, if you want to be our virtual drinking buddies, we are on Untappd. I am Carlton Malibu, spelled the way it sounds, all one word.
Ruby Reb 62.
And yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, thanks everyone for checking it out. Until next time,
keep it brutal.